Making news this morning, the UN's envoy to Syria says the Assad regime has agreed to a ceasefire during the Muslim holiday of Eid, which begins tomorrow. Lakhdar Brahimi says most opposition groups say they'll also abide by the truce. He says he hopes the holiday ceasefire will lead to a wider peace settlement. Israeli airstrikes on Gaza have killed at least four Palestinian militants and injured several other people. Israel says it's in response to more than 70 rockets fired from Gaza into the south of the country overnight. A new poll shows Labor has an election-winning lead in Victoria for the first time since losing office in 2010. According to News Poll, the Labor opposition leads Ted Baillieu's government by 10 points in the two-party preferred vote. The federal opposition says the government's tax reform process is in chaos. A working group set up to find a way to cut company tax has failed to make a recommendation. It had been looking at changing other business charges to fund a cut, but most companies say they don't support that. And there are reports this morning that no mining tax payments have actually been made in the first quarter of the financial year. Dozens of bushfires are still causing problems for firefighters in Queensland. There were 42 blazes still burning across the state last night. And in New South Wales, a total fire ban has been declared across the state.